Ooh, hello, you guys. Got something to talk about. Man, I am out here taking a walk today. And I'm going to change the scenery because I have something I want you guys to see. But we're going to talk. And I mean, we're going to talk about some good stuff today. You know what? I was looking up something and it was on the internet. And it was talking about the Boule. Okay, so I started really investigating, who are the Boule? Who are the Boule? And I'm going to turn you guys around. I want you guys to see this. Isn't it pretty? This is amazing. This is amazing. I love it. It's so pretty out here. Just kind of want to talk to you guys about something. I want to talk to you guys about the Boule. Who are the Boules? And from what I have discovered, you have people like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Steve Harvey, W.E. Du Bois, man, a lot of prominent, big-time pastors. You got Cleflo, you got T.D. Jakes, you got a lot of these big-time pastors and leaders that have been considered the Boule, okay? They've been considered, and the Boule, really, you guys, was formed to keep black folks in line. It was a part of the white supremacy that they had kind of came into contact with prominent black leaders that wanted to stop Marcus Garvey. Okay, they want, because Marcus Garvey was really doing some big things. He was really trying to get black folks back to Africa, and he was really trying to get it together to where black folks was really getting back into power, and they were, you know, really doing their thing. Okay, so of course white supremacy had to come up with something to stop that. So the Black Boule was created, okay, and W.E. Boys had a lot to do with it, okay. And I mean, I'm getting ready to bust some bubbles here, because even Obama, Oprah, so you wonder why Oprah did what she did to Michael Jackson, right? You wonder why Obama was in office and did absolutely nothing for black folk. You wonder why things go on and black folk look like they're put against each other. We sit back and we see things happening and we go, man, you know, just like the ADOS movement. You got some black folks for it and some black folks that are not for it. And you go, why? It seems like it's a good move, but you got the Boules, okay? And the Boules also, you got the side, you know, like those sororities, the Psi Sigma or Psi Beta Psi, or, you know, and all these little sororities, they are part of the Boule, you guys. They are part of the Boule. So you look and you go, well, why is it that, why are some really great movements not taking off and not really seeing any, you know, it's like they're being stopped. It's like, you know, black folks, one side is against the other side, and which, because they are, because that's what the Boule are. They're connected to the skull and bones, and they are really there to stop black folks from moving forward. They are really there, and they were put there by white folk that knew that other blacks, they could pay other blacks to do their dirty work, okay? So that's exactly what they did, and they created the Boule. They created, and a lot of black folk, y'all don't even know about it, but if you go on my page, my Facebook page, Cassandra Cheek, you will see an article about the Boule. And a lot of what I'm getting ready to talk about is I got from this article. And I'm telling you, it just blew my mind. It blew my mind, because I didn't know. I knew it was something wrong. You know, I used to hear I used to go, you know, and listen to a prominent speaker on Facebook, and sometimes he would talk about the Democratic Party. And I knew the Democratic Party was not good for black people, because the Democratic Party was the start of slavery. They were the ones that was really for slavery. You know, they were really the ones that wanted slavery. They were really the ones that really wanted slavery never to stop. And I used to wonder why this person would always have such great things to say about, you know, the Democratic Party. And come to find out that that person was part of the sorority. And you have to understand, a lot of those sororities are backed by, they are backed by the Boules. They are in with the Boules. And the Boules are prominent men who have money. That have really sold out the black folks. You know, these are prominent black people, like leaders, pastors, politicians, like your Black Caucus, who have come out and who have sold out black people. And it's just really something that it's almost like they come against us. Like, for instance, the ADOS. They're coming against the ADOS, and or they won't really support it. You got a lot of celebrities that are in the Boule, okay, and that's why a lot of ADO, I was hearing the ADOS members talk about why the politicians and why celebrities and Oprah and a lot of other people were not supporting the ADOS, and it's because they can't support it, because it's almost like they've sold us out, and like I said, it was created for black folk to come against each other, okay, and that's what it is, and they're promised riches, and they're promised fame, and you see, you know, a lot of black folk that's like high in the you know, acting, and they're making a lot of money, they're part of the Boule, so they've sold their souls out, and they get to live the lavish lives, you know, they get to have all of they get to live, you know, they get the riches. They get the properties. They get everything, okay, here on earth, but they've sold their souls out, okay? So I got an article on my Facebook page talking about the Boule, and I'm telling you guys, really need to read that article. And, I mean, this thing is so serious. I am so blown away. When I first saw it, I was so blown away. And things that we know that we thought were true, and as far as church wise, it's just so amazing, because I'm getting ready to talk about the Christianity. I'm getting ready to talk about the church and how the church is connected to the Boule, and how a lot of prominent pastors are connected to the Boule. And if you guys want to look it up, it's B-O-L-U-E, and it talks about the Boule, and it talks a lot about what's really going on, you know, as far as the black, you know, black folk being against each other, and how we have been so scammed into believing a lie and believing lies that we thought was true. And we were lied to by people that we thought we could trust. These were prominent pastors and leaders, like the Black Caucus and our pastors that was part of the Boule, and a lot of people that get into these sororities. The sororities are part of the Boule. They are the Boule. And the sororities and the Boule has a lot to do with rich black folk. Okay, so yes, the Masons, yes, absolutely. And I'm telling you, I have been doing some reading, and I'm telling you, we have been hoodwinked, black folk. We need to wake up, because the ADOS is a good movement, and you got these black folk like Roland Martin, and what's the other, Camilla and Corey. All those people are part of the Boule. What's her name? Joy Reid and Angela. All of them are part of the Boule. That's why they talk so negative about the ADOS. That's why they're trying to tear it down. This thing is so deep, you guys, and this is the reason why the ADOS can't really come together, because you got the Roland Martins on the left side, and you got the ADOS on the right side, and it's almost like we're fighting together, and we don't have to, the white folk don't have, the supremacists don't have to talk against the Boule, because they got the Joy Reid's, the Angela Reid's, yes, talking against it for them, and they're doing the work of the white supremacists, and they don't have to really get their hands in there, because they pay Roland Martin to do it. They've paid Joy Reid to do it. They've paid the Angela Moore. They pay all these other people to do it for them. So they don't have to actually do it themselves, okay? So this is why, and I'm so excited. No, I'm yelling. I hope the wind is not too much, because I'm outside. And I'm just, you know, coming around. I didn't really want to get on camera today. Just wanted to show you all of this prettiness out here. But my mind was so blown about what I was reading that I had to get on here. And it's so sad, because the Christianity has really just bombarded black folk, and we've just passed it down from generation to generation, and we really believe in what we believe in. And sometimes when you talk against folks' religion, or you talk when you come against what people have died for and believed in, and never thought that anybody would take them down the wrong path or the wrong way. But these people have hoodwinked you, black folk. I'm telling you, the church has hoodwinked us. And I'm so mad. And every time I think about the Fuller Tree and all the craziness that's gone on in churches, and now you can see that Yah is pulling the covers off these churches, and things are coming into the light. Stuff that you used to believe or used to know, now it's like you're in awe because you're like, "Are you serious?" But I believed in you. I thought, you know, and we believe in these pastors and we believe in these leaders. And have you ever noticed none of the black leaders are coming to help us? They are not, you know, things are happening with the police brutality and they're not saying a word. You know, why do you think that is? Because they can't. They cannot speak up against this stuff. They cannot go against the boule. They cannot speak for themselves. When they start, this is why you look at Oprah and you say, "Oprah, why did you do that with Michael?" Because that week was Kevin Spacey's trial. You have to understand, that week that Oprah came against Michael Jackson was the week that Kevin Spacey was going to trial. So she was used as a pawn to get the attention off of him and put it on Michael Jackson, a dead man that can't even speak for himself. But this is what they do. Yes, yes, yes. I'm reading some of the comments. And I'm trying to stay focused because it's a lot that I want to tell you guys, but I don't want to keep repeating myself. But this is, you know, and it's so, and you just wonder why, you know, did the pastors, or why they don't really come forward, and why they don't speak on, you know, the family issues. Why didn't they speak about abortion? Why didn't they speak about the crack cocaine? Why didn't they speak about, why don't they speak about the ADOS? Why don't they speak about the men and family losing, you know, the families, the separation of families? And they can't speak on that. They can only stick to the program, stick to what they were paid to teach. This is why they go to these prominent theologian schools, and they come out and they're so brainwashed, because they do a good job brainwashing our pastors when they go into these colleges, these theologian colleges. And you remember how Master used to sit in the back of the church and make sure that the black Negro that was preaching the right thing. But they don't have to do that now. They got them coming to these theologian schools and they brainwashing them that way now. And they're teaching them and telling them what to say. And they're teaching them, you know, all this hatery and this white supremacist stuff that, you know, Jesus was white and Jesus didn't. You know what I'm saying? You guys have to understand where it all came from and what we do. Bring it back to the church, and then we pass it down from generation to generation. And this thing is so deep because they've been teaching it for so long, and we are so drugged with this Christianity drug that we can't see the truth. We can't see that they, when they lead us down the wrong path, or leading us down the wrong path, and they're not even talking about family issues. And you had a black president that did absolutely nothing for black folk, but you'll fight for this man that's part of the boule that did absolutely nothing but bring a lot of debt to us. And you know, and then he when our houses was going into foreclosure because they had did such a dirty job with these loans, and it was on purpose. And what did he do? He bailed out the rich black business owners and didn't bail out any of the black homes, of the black homeowners. He didn't bail out one black homeowner. What did he do? He stuck to the plan and stuck to the program, and he bailed out those rich multi-billion dollar businesses, the different banks and the different corporations like Wells Fargo and all of these other. I'm not going to go and name them because you guys know. And then, made, you know, more black folks are making an excuse of why he couldn't, or why he didn't do anything for black folk. Well, he couldn't do this. Yes, the president, just like, look at that Trump, that thing in the office now. He is doing stuff that Obama should have done or could have done. You know, he's just doing stuff that his way. Obama could have did the same thing. So you're not going to sit up there and tell me that, oh, Obama, his hands was tied because the Congress, this, that, and the other. You're not going to tell me that, because he could have done a whole lot more for black folk. And you got black folk that's fighting for this man, that'll fight you tooth and nail about Obama because he was black. Yes, we have a lot of folk, black folk that's in office now. Look at the black caucus. Yeah, they in office, but what the heck are the black caucus doing for you? What are they doing about the police brutality? You mean the only senator is Senator Flowers that can stand up for the stand your ground law? She's the only senator that is seeing truth and spoke out about it, okay? She's the only senator. All these other black senators we have, the black caucus, and who's saying nothing about the murders that's happening in the black community with the police officers. Not saying one word about it. But to sit up there and convict, you know, we'll ignore it. Okay, because they part of the boule. They can't speak about it. They can't talk about this stuff. You know, which is so sad because we are died out Democrats. And what has the Democrat Party done for you lately? What have they done for us? They've not done anything for us for a long time. Forever. Okay, Martin Luther King. Okay, he was part of the bootleg. Y'all don't know that, do you? The very man that spoke about us integrating because he was part of the plan. Yes, we integrated. But guess what? Before he came to the table with these white supremacists and they hired him to, guess what? We had 220 cities. We had our own communities. We had our own hospitals. We had our own cities. We had Black Wall Street. We had Greenwood, Rosewood. We had so many black communities. And guess what? When he went into that meeting, we had banks, we had hospitals, we had cabs, we had bus companies. We had our own communities, you guys. And what happened? He went into that meeting and sold us out. Yes, he did. He started talking about, oh, we're gonna go in peace. We're gonna be nonviolent. And Martin Luther King and Malcolm X was talking about, no, we're gonna go in there, we're gonna kick some butt. You touch us, we're gonna whoop that tail. Now that's what Malcolm X was talking about. But Martin Luther King was part of the bootleg, and he had sold us out already. But I know at the end, you know, he had changed his heart, but that's when they killed him. When they knew that he had changed his heart and he started talking about going to get that check. That was the last speech that he ever talked about, was going to get that check, wasn't it? That was the very last speech he had. And that's when he died, because he started going against the program. He saw what he had done and started going against that. But you have to understand, you guys, that a whole lot of our black people are, can you guys hear me? I'm seeing something. Can you guys hear me? If you can't hear me, please let me know. Please let me know if you guys cannot hear me. Exactly. Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to make sure you guys can hear me. Yeah, okay. So yeah, so you have to understand what's really going on. You got black folk that's going against us, okay? Prominent black folk that the white folk have sold out. They've bought them. And these black folks have sold us out, you guys. These pastors, I'm gonna stay on them for a minute, okay? And it's so hard to believe that men of God, yes, that's what they call themselves, that have sold us out, because it's hard to believe that somebody that we trust, somebody that we grew up with, somebody that we thought had our back, somebody that we thought loved us and cared about us. But have you ever thought about why they're not discussing any important black issues? Why are they not discussing how they feminizing our boys and how they feminizing our boys and trying to declassify gender roles? And how come they're not talking about the men leaving the homes? And how come they didn't talk about when the women's movement? And how come they're not talking about all these important things that we got into, that we black folks should have never got into, but got into it because we were led by them into something, you know, that we thought was going to do something good for us, but we didn't see the bigger picture of us getting into it, like the women's movement. We didn't see the bigger picture of us going, leaving our homes, but white women, they still in their homes. We were the only ones that left our homes, and we left our men. And then they had all these programs that did that torn our families apart. You know, the welfare scheme, these crazy programs that we still get today, that a lot of programs, and people say, oh, Obama gave us a lot of them programs. Yeah, he had a lot to do with programs, but he didn't give us reparations. But he gave it to the Indians and gave them $3.3 trillion, but gave you nothing. But he gave you a program. He gave you an unemployment benefits where you could be on unemployment an extra so many weeks. Yeah, he gave you something.
But guess what? So what? He gave the Indians $3.3 trillion. Plus, they get $170 million every year. Plus, they have casinos that they get to have money. They get to keep their casino, the monies that they make at the casinos, which is like $1 million a day. So you go and tell me. Then they did their own constitution, okay? So they were considered a special people, okay? So we have to understand what's... But we ask black folks about reparations, and the Boulays will tell you, no, we don't want reparations. No, what reparations gonna do? What we gonna do with a check? Why we need a check? But guess what? They didn't say that when the Jews was getting it. They didn't say that when the Indians got it. They didn't say that when the Asians got it. But when black folk want their reparations, want their checks, everybody got something to say. No. The Boulays will come up and rise up. And yeah, you're gonna have some black folk, I'm gonna tell you how you're gonna recognize the Boulay black folk. That's gonna come up when it's time for you to get that check and say, nope, we don't need them. We don't need no check. We don't need no money. But guess what? You didn't say that. You didn't hear them saying that when the Jews got it. Another way you're going to see. You have to understand a lot of these Boulay pastors have been paid off. They've been paid to be to come against us. They've been paid to come against their own. They have been paid by these white supremacists, skull and bones that's in the same group that they are. Okay, because they have to sell their souls out to get into groups. And a lot of them have been sold out, have sold their souls. And that's who's coming against the ADOS, okay? The Roland Martins, the Sigma Phi Betas or whatever, these sororities, okay? You have to understand they have sold out. So when you hear the Roland Martins and the toys talking about no and going against ADOS, you need to call them out. Say, yeah, we know what you're a part of. We know that you're not standing for us. We know that you're not for us. We know you don't have our backs. Roland Martin will talk to you about being a Democrat, and the Democrats have sold you out. The Democrats was in charge of slavery. Martin Luther King was not a Democrat. He was a Republican. Black folk used to be Republican all the time. And then all of a sudden we switched to the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party has never done anything for black folk and never will, because they don't care about black folk. They are some of the most racist white folk ever. Hillary Clinton. That lady could care less about black folk. Look her history up. She was for Margaret Sanger. She loved Margaret Sanger. Said she looked up to Margaret Sanger. What did Margaret Sanger do? She's the founder of Planned Parenthood and was genociding black babies, okay? But this lady who everybody, black folk, love, Hillary Clinton. And what her husband do? Did the three strikes, right? Her husband did the three strikes that put thousands of black men in jail. Okay, so we have to stay focused here, you guys. And anytime you hear a black person coming against another black person negatively, you got to know that they're part of the skull and bones. They're part of that Boulay. Okay, especially when you see them with a lot of money. A lot of these celebrities, they can't be a part of the Boulay because they have got to, they cannot come, a lot of the celebrities, I'm sorry, are part of the Boulay. So they can't come in and come and talk and be for the ADOS, okay? Yes, the ADOS is a good movement, but I think we've got to get it together and get on one accord. Okay, because I don't think a lot of black folk know about the Boulay. So, yeah, you come in. If you don't know about the Boulay, then I think you got my back. So you start talking against the program, and I'm looking at you like, man, but it's a good program. But then you start convincing me that it's not a good program. Because then you come up with your reasons why. But these are all white reasons. These are all white folk reasons. These are reasons that white folk, the white supremacists, have put in your head against your own people. So, yeah, you look and say, oh, there's no racism. Oh, we've come a long way. And oh my God, I can do and I can go. Look at the Oprahs of the world. Look at the Obamas of the world. And they talk pulling out all these people that they didn't pay to stand. And they didn't pay millions of dollars to come against black folk. Then they talk about, oh, they're doing it. They're making it. They're doing a great job. They didn't have to struggle through. I guess not, because you paid them and you're still paying them, okay, to come against us. So we have to understand what's really going on here. And this is what black folk don't understand about the Boulay. I want you guys to look this up and do your research on these Boulays so you can call them out when they start talking against the ADOS and when they start talking against the black movements. Okay, because that's how the Black Panthers died. Okay, because some of them was in the Boulay. Okay, you have to understand. How you think they got to the leader of the Black Panthers? His security officer drugged him. Okay, they drugged the party. And that's how they get. It's always going to be somebody that's going to get in there and try to come in and infiltrate. Okay? So we have to be careful. Man, this thing is so deep. I'm telling you, the Boule is scared. They need to be scared because I ain't scared. Because guess what? Every time I think somebody got something to do with the Boule, I'm going to call them out, let them know that we know who you are. And I want you black folk to get on code. Understand who the Boule is. Go and do your research, you guys. Go and do your research. Who are the Boules and what is their job? W.D. Boyce was part of it. I may not be saying his name, but he was part of the Boule. Okay, and he was a sellout. So these coon niggas, these coons, those are part of the Boule, I guarantee you. When they start talking about all this stuff with the you know, all the black programs, and when they start talking about what black folk can't do, and we can't do this, and we don't need this, and we don't need this, and it's not no such thing as racism, then you better believe that they are part of the Boule. You better believe when they start talking that noise, they are part. Yes, the Joy Reads too. You have to understand black folk who they are. They have women Boules. That Angela person, the Angela Reeves, you got to understand what's going on with these women. You got to understand they are being paid. Anytime you got a black person working for CNN and ABC and CBC and CDC, whatever, all these news medias, you better believe that they're part of the Boule. They are not going to have you on that channel unless you are part of the Boule, which means you sold your soul out and you are walking with them, okay? You have to understand, they're not going to have somebody like Claude Anderson, or they're not going to have somebody that's like one of the ADOS representatives to come up there and talk, because they know that they've not sold their soul. They're not sold out yet, okay? They didn't get to them yet. But even as this movement goes, you better be careful, because you better believe that you're going to have somebody that they're going to approach, one of the heads of the ADOS, that they're going to approach to try to bring them on board so that they can take that movement into another direction. You better believe. That's why they talked about, I seen where Pelosi said it was okay now that they were going to let immigrants vote. Okay, they were going to let immigrants vote now. Okay, which we had to die to vote. Okay. But they said now they're going to just let immigrants. They don't even have to do nothing. Just come on up and vote, because they know that they're going to lose the black vote. And because we're talking about this reparations and we got this ADOS movement, they know that they're not going to get the black vote. So they got to get their vote from somewhere. You right. I love me some Dr. Carl Anderson. I love him. And no, he is not part of the Boule. Now, he talks about it, but he's not part of it. Yep, I love Vicki Dillon too. I love her. Okay. And she's not part of the Boule. She can't. They couldn't even go and bribe Vicki to be part of the Boule. Okay, you guys. But I'm just saying, I just wanted to come on here for you guys to recognize what is going on and why we don't have any help. Because all of the black folk, the Boules, the leaders, our leaders, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, the Black Caucus, Oprah, all of them, okay, that you see with money, they sold you out. That's why they can't speak up against nothing. They can't talk about police brutality. They see it, but they've paid them to shut their mouths and to turn their head, and they bet not say nothing about it, because they've sold out and they can't. So this is why you say, oh my God, don't they see it? Yes, they see it, but they've sold you out. They're part of the Boule. They can't say anything. They can't say anything. So this is why. You know, this is why. I didn't got to walking out here. I know you guys are looking at my little scenery here. I didn't want to get on camera today and just chilling. It was so pretty out here today. And I'm just, you know, out in the little park. And, you know, so I'm just, you know, just walking around. And I'm just showing you the scenery that I'm seeing today. And I'm telling you, it is beautiful. But I just wanted to come on here and talk about something that a lot of black folk, I even asked my husband, honey, you know about the Boule? He said, what is that? A lot of black folk don't know nothing about it. So you guys share this video. You guys share and ask questions and do your research, you guys. I don't want to be the only one talking about this. We got to expose these devils. We got to expose these black folk that's trying to come against the ADOS, that's trying to shut it down. You know, with their mouth, because black folk don't know, and we trust these people that they got our backs, but they don't have your best interest at heart. When these black folk that's talking against reparations, tell me we don't need the money, that we ain't gonna know what to do with the money. Oh, yes, we will. We gonna buy black, we gonna invest in Africa, and we are going to buy and trade export and import with them. We are not going to spend our money with these white folk. You give us reparations, and I guarantee you we're going to show you what we're going to do with that money. You give us 56 million acres of land like you did the Indians. You give us our own reservation. You give us our own. The Indians do not come together with us. The Indians stay on their own reservations. They stay amongst themselves. They marry amongst themselves, and they do not integrate. And that's what we need to do. Black folk, we need to get it together. We're not integrating. We need to come from among these devils. God, y'all told us not to learn the ways of the heathen, and we did just that. We've learned the ways of the heathen. We have learned the ways of the heathens, you guys, and that is something that y'all told us not to do. But what do? We came together with them. We started marrying and mixing our seed with it. Y'all is not pleased. That is not something that he wanted us to do. That is how I know Martin Luther King was not. He didn't hear from God. That's why the man had to die. He wasn't hearing from God integrating and having people slap you and spit on you for you to eat in their restaurant, their nasty food. Look at what they do to your food today. Can you imagine what they did to our food back in the day when we were sitting down eating with them? Ew. Just the thought of it just disgusts me. We need our own, you guys. When we get that money, reparations, we're going to have our own. We're going to invest in malls and factories. We're going to invest in our own land. We're going to do black. Black first. We can't trust anybody else. And it's so sad that we can't even trust our own now. We can't even trust our own. So you're going to have some people that's going to try to mix and mingle with us when we get that reparation. And if they was the one to holler, no, we didn't need it, then guess what? They don't get nothing. I tell any black person now, if you are against reparations, go and have a seat and sit this one out and let us do what we need to do. Let us go and get our money. Let us go and do what we were put on this earth to do. Since you don't want us to have, you don't want to have no money, you don't want reparations, let us go and get our reparations, okay? So that we can come from among these devils. And if they want to stay, let them stay. Because you know they ain't done us nothing but harm. Nothing but harm. Look at that waterfall over there. I don't know if you guys can see it. Exactly. We're going to buy our own. I prefer, you know what? The Indians, they gave the Indians 56 million acres of land. How come they can't do that for us? Okay. How come you can't give us $170 million a year? You do it for the Indians. They gave them $3.3 trillion. That's what Obama did for the Indians. So you tell me they can't do that for black folk. You get out of here, please. Don't you come and tell me that when they did it for the Indians. And then white folk gonna come and say, oh, we didn't own no slaves. But guess what? You living off the wealth to them. You don't want to pay us reparations to give that land that was given to you from your granddaddy. Okay, from the backs of slaves. Okay, the money that he made on slaves, the cotton. Okay, the tobacco that was picked, all that stuff. Give us the money back that you are living on today from that wealth that your grandfather gave you from the backs of slaves. Okay, you ain't saying nothing when grandpa gave you that land that slave was on, that slave's graves is on today. Okay, so all of this, you know, I didn't own no slaves. And like I said, you're going to have black folk that's sitting up there saying, black folk don't need that. We don't need no reparations. You call them out. Say, okay, you Boule nigga. I know who you are. I know what you all about. And you not one of us. So guess what? We're going to let you sit aside. We're going to call them out. We're going to get a Boule list. And we're going to put them on the Boule list. And every time we're going to put that list up somewhere. So every time one of them Boules come out and they start talking negative about black folk, we're going to put them on the list. So go and check the Boule list and check for their names. Because guess what? We're not having it. We're going to go and get what's ours. And this movement is not going anywhere because it's all y'all doing. It's y'all doing this. We're not doing this. This movement came from nowhere. Not something we was trying to do. This is something that y'all is doing. Okay, because it's time. Because he's waking us up. He said all things will be exposed in the end. That's what his words say. He said it's not going to be any information that we don't know. This is why stuff is coming out now. And it's so disappointing because it's so disappointing and so disheartening. Because we thought these pastors loved us. We thought they had our backs. They was preaching nothing to you. And they still preaching nothing. And black folk will die for their pastors. And their pastors don't care nothing about them. Because if they did, they would be teaching you who you are. They would be teaching you about who y'all is. They wouldn't be having church on Saturdays. They'd be having on Sundays. They would have church on Saturdays and not on Sundays. Because the laws and statutes were changed by the Roman Catholics. So a lot of what we're supposed to be doing, we're not doing. And you know what? How they get us to sin. And how they get us to sin. They introduce us to sin. That's how they get us to curse ourselves. They introduce us to sin. And that's how we get in trouble. That's how we get in trouble, you guys. But let's stay focused. And let's really understand what's going on here. Yes. Give us $10 a month, huh? What would you do with that money? Tell me, if they gave you some money, what would you do with it? Just like right now. Are you guys even investing? You guys, black folk, let me just tell y'all a secret. We need to be investing right now. In this marijuana product, this MJ, do y'all know how many people getting ready to get, white folk know about this? They talking about it. Black folk don't even know nothing about this. This is one way of white folk getting their wealth. They invest on stuff like this. They invested in Netflix. They invested in, remember the Blockbusters used to be out? They invested in it. This is how a lot of white folk make their money, by investing. I'm telling you what, this MJ stock is getting ready to blow up. If you got $100, you go into Ameritrade, you go into Robinhood, you go into Stash, you go into Acorn, and you get you $100 worth of stock. You can do an ETF, or you can do just the cannabis, the Aurora. You can do, oh my God, I'm telling you, do your homework, you guys. Do your homework. You have to. You have to invest, you guys. This is how black folk, this is how these white folk make their money. They are investing. They are investing their money into different stocks, like this cannabis, like this marijuana, medical marijuana, this pharmaceutical marijuana, where it's getting ready to help black, cancer patients and Alzheimer patients. Okay, this is how they make their money, and we don't know nothing about it. But you don't hear them telling me. My girlfriend, okay, was telling me about it, and I asked her about it. She said, "Oh, Cassie, my son is really. He told me to get into that right now, because guess what? After this year." I mean, this is the year you're gonna make your money. And then when they legalize it, then that's when that stock is gonna rise. I'm telling you, you got $100, you guys. Go and check at Ameritrade. Go and check into the Ameritrade. It's called the MJ stock. It's an ETF. Go and invest, you guys. Do not let this, don't let it pass you. I be telling my kids, don't let this stock pass you. Do not let it pass you. Go and invest in it today. You got $100, you got $50, take it and get something. Right now you can get pennies on the dollar. One stock was $5.64 by $100 worth, you guys. Come on and take $500 and put $100 on five of those different stocks, okay? I'm telling you, you gotta do it. I'm breaking up. Okay, let me go over here. Okay, is that better? Let me know. I'm not trying to break up because I think the water was, it was pretty, but it was loud, okay? I was just, trying to let y'all know where I was out walking. But I'm telling you, we got to do better. But I'm telling you, we're going to start calling these boule niggas out. And I'm the one to do it. I don't care. I ain't scared of none of them. I don't care. Because I'm tired of what I'm seeing. I'm tired of the distractions. I'm tired of, seeing that we are so divided. And we don't even understand why we divided. And we're divided because the boules have been assigned to us. They've been assigned to keep us divided. These are people that are paid by the white supremacists. They don't have to, because they know that we would be watching them. And they know that we're not going to watch one of our own, because we're not going to believe that one of our own is trying to backstab us. So that's why they pay them to do it. They pay them to come and divide and conquer. They pay them to keep us divided. They pay them to tell them, ain't no racism. We done came a long way. We ain't came nowhere, y'all. So what? We can sit on the front of the bus now. So big darn deal. What you doing about it? It's still a whole lot. Look at the police murdering you. Boy, he got 16. He was 16, died. And every time a police officer murder us, what'd they say? Well, it's justifiable. How is justifiable the boy running away from you? You shoot him 16 times in the back. Okay, now they start giving them time. Okay, they gave one officer 6 years, 3 years, he's out. For a death of a person, if it had been him, if a black person had killed him, that black person would have been on death penalty. You know that. So why he just get 6 years and serve three and he's out? This is what I'm talking about. This is injustice. We know injustice. They know it's injustice. But they're going to pay the black. They're going to pay the black boules to say it's not injustice. Oh, it's everything. It's good. We've come a long way. No, we ain't. We've come a long way because the boules have said so. Some people that they've paid men came a long way, you guys. Y'all know that. Y'all know that. But it's so time to get it together, and it's time for us to start calling them out. We gonna go call them out, these pastors. We gonna be free. And I'm gonna keep on talking about this because I know y'all Christians get mad, but guess what? They holler, you know, in first time, a guy that got paralyzed, a white man shot him in his back, paralyzed him. This dude in the hospital, in his, laying on his back, tomorrow, I forgive him. The devil is a man, I ain't forgive you. You just took my life from me. How I supposed to take care of my family now? How I supposed to live? No, I ain't forgiving you right now. We better practice our Second Amendment. Go and get registered for your weapons. Concealed weapons. Go and get registered for these concealed weapons. Ain't no the young woman who got beat up by the white dude. Did you see how he was punching her out? What she, I forgive you. I forgive you now. You just beat me like I stole something. You beat me like you hated. He was hitting her like he was hitting a dude. But I guarantee you, if a black man had been standing there, he would have ran. He would have never approached her. And I'm getting on your black man too. Y'all better get it together. Because y'all is not pleased. You guys are supposed to be protecting us. But they got us being so crazy and so brainwashed. They think these white women is gold, but these white women are sent to destroy you guys. They don't have your back. They don't know the struggle. They don't know the struggle. These white women can't do nothing for you guys but holler rape when they get ready to divorce and take half your money. Look at Tiger Woods. That boy ain't been right since. Now, I'm not saying what he did was right because what he did wasn't. But guess what? He should not marry that nanny. That child was from a trailer park. He don't go get a trailer park piece of trash. And that woman ain't never got to work another day in her life. We date these men, they ain't got no, don't have a dime or a pot. And then they get money. What they do, they run a white woman because that's the hidden, forbidden fruit. Now I can touch her. You can't do nothing. But it's all set up for your demise, black men. It's all set up for your demise. They get your seed, they get your money. Come on now, y'all got to come with me with this one. They get your seed, they get your money. Half these black men be broke when they get done, these women get done with y'all. Y'all broke. Tiger Woods ain't been right since, can't play golf, can't even think to play golf. Destroy our black men. That's what they meant to do. Destroy your seed. Just like that one white actress, she adopted a baby, a black little boy, and dressing this boy in a darn dress. I want to slap the hell out of her so bad I don't know what to do. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm so mad. Because I see the bigger picture. Do you see the bigger picture, y'all? Come on here. Talk to me. Do you see the bigger picture? They trying to feminize our men. Make them scared to fight. Won't rise up. Can't rise up if you're gay. You got on fake nails and a darn wig and you got poopies. How you gonna fight? You can't. It's not gonna be in you to fight. So if I feminize these babies, get them as they babies, get them as they young, you can destroy a whole culture, a whole generation. They can destroy a whole generation, you guys. They can destroy a whole generation if they get our babies. And they adopted our babies and the woman had them in a dress. And then you got these white teachers just dressing our boys in dresses. Are you serious? There's no way this should be allowed. We got to come up with some schools. I don't know much about Dr. Umar, but I sure want to get with him and interview him about this school. Because I would love for us to support this school. I know I've heard some stuff. I don't know. It's true. I don't know him personally. But I sure would like to know if he has that school. How can we support that school? Because I think we need that school. We need our own school. We need to teach our own children. They've taught them lies forever. They've taught nothing but lies. They've taught nothing but lies, history lies. They've given credit to pedophiles. They won't even tell you about some of the stuff, any of the inventions that we came up with. They don't ever talk about how great we are or what we've done. They won't do it. But they tell you lies. And we suck it up and we believe them. We suck it up. We suck the lie up and we believe it. Look at the little geese. Hope you don't think I'm trying to walk by him. I ain't trying to mess with you, little fella. I'm going on to my car. But I want us to see the bigger picture. I want us to know that when you see a black person, talk about reparations and what we don't need. Because we free. We ain't free. Look at the prison system. We went from fields. We went from fields to chains to prisons. So stop talking about we free. You ain't free. You can't even, you go to the service and you fight for a country. You go to another country, you fight for a country, for their freedom. Then you come back and you're not free yourself. How much sense does that make? Stop telling your children to go and fight for this racist darn country. Stop telling, sending them to the service. Send them to college. Or have them to get their own businesses. Because sometimes you don't have to go to college. If their gift is to have your own business, you don't need to go to college. Look at Ben X, that young man. He is amazing. Ben X, that brother got it together. He said he went to college. But he talks about the books that he's writing. And yes, I have a book coming out. I got a lady working on it now. It's called A Mother's Love. And I'll be talking more about it later. But I am introducing it. It's called A Mother Love. I talked about it last year sometime. I got a lady working on it now for me. But Brother Ben X is a 24-year-old, if I'm not mistaken. 23 or 24, and he's talking about, he's written books. He has his own business, which if that's your gift, you can do it, you guys. Don't ever let somebody tell you what you can't do. Don't ever let somebody tell you what you can't have. You can have whatever you say, but it's going to take us working hard to get it. But guess what? It's going to take us. Also, it's going to take us supporting each other. It's going to take us doing what we need to do. And stop selling out and stop not doing anything and not supporting each other. We have got to support each other. We cannot not support each other. I'm going to check my battery. But I wasn't trying to be on here all day. I wasn't trying to be on here all night and all day. I just was, you know, coming here to try to talk to us a little bit and educate us a little bit about some things that I had found out. And I'm in my car now. But I'm going to plug up my phone. But I just wanted to educate us about some things that I had found out. And I knew we didn't know because I knew it was something, but I didn't know what that something was. And I knew it was something that was going on, and I knew that we were, you know, something was happening. But, and I knew that, you know, these black folk were saying, we don't need reparations, we don't need money, we didn't need this, that, and the other. But I knew it was something. But so now I understand. They're called Boulets. And like I said, I want you guys to go on my website. I want you to go on my page. I have Heart Truths, the Gmail, Heart Truths on Facebook. And I did put it on there. And also on my Cassandra Cheek and on Facebook, I do have it on there. And I'm telling you, when I saw that, it blew my mind. Just understand that the Skull and Bones is attached to the Skull and Bones and the Jesuits. And like I said, they set them up to come against black folk. So we're going to start calling these black folk out. They're saying what we don't need. And I'm going to be back about this Jesuit. I'm not done talking about these Boulets. But I don't want to make the video too long. And it's been, 48 minutes? Yeah, it's been long enough. So you guys have rest of your Sabbath, a great rest of your Sabbath. This is the Sabbath. This is the Sabbath day. The Roman Catholics changed it from Saturday to Sunday. I thank you guys for tuning in. I just want you guys to share. I think we need to know what's really going on, and we need to understand what's really happening. So it's not so confusing when you hear a black person saying, hey, we don't need no reparations. We don't need this. Slavery wasn't so bad. And you know, and we don't have to get in reparations. We can just give them programs. No. You're not going to give us anything. You're going to write the check. And we want a check every... We want the trillions of dollars you owe us. And then we want the $70 million, $170, $180, $200 million dollars every year, just like you gave it to the Indians. We want it. Okay. So no, we're not gonna settle for less, and we're not gonna let you tell us what we can and can't have. But like I said, we will come back and we're gonna elaborate more on this. But like and share the video, and you guys have a great rest of your Sabbath. Shalom.